and all, once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 175. We are coming to you live, this fine, hot summer evening in New York City. Joining me this week, we have Sam.
Hello.
We have Dan.
Hello, I'm also not in New York City, but I am live, so I just want to point that out, disclaimer.
Or dead, who knows. And we have Justin.
Bonjour. I am not in New York, even though I really want to be.
Nor are you French, and as far as I know, you're not Haitian either, so I don't know.
Yeah, I took French class, like 3 years of it. Thank you. Well, 4 years.
The only thing that'd be Haitian is I'd be hating on Justin. Oh,
shut
smackdown.
Up,
let's
that start
was just
off.
Off.
All right, let's do a fan fiction before I beat Dan to death that stupid joke.
Oh, snap.
Okay, before we get murdered, especially with a back on white crime, I mean, that's never going to go over well.
Shut up, Earl.
Hey, I'm just helping you out here. They never go for it was insanity or whatever.
Yeah, you want to call that health?
Yes, this week we are doing fanfics. Part of the reason we're doing it is because I thought it was a completely random subject. The other reason, and this really just coincidental really, was that the first images from the 50 Shades of Grey movie came out today.
Did they really? Oh.
Oh.
Well, gotta go look at that.
I didn't know that they actually got the movie. It was like, there was a period, I think, last year, 2013 or whatever, where like everybody was rumored to be in the movie, and it would disappear, and then they were like, no, I'm not doing that movie.
Yeah.
It's one of the few movies I've ever seen where like there was like a dozen guys who were like, I'm not affiliated with that movie at all. Don't even put my name in with it. But I guess they got a somewhat no-name dude to do it.
Jamie Dornan?
I've never heard of him before.
I was about to say, it's not really that known, but...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The picture is of a dude in a car.
Oh my that God. Could be me,
that,
for all I know.
Could be from literally any movie ever.
He looks like he would be on an NBC program.
Yeah, or like an extra in Supernatural or something.
Yeah, it does look like a promo for Supernatural.
And then he dies.
Well, now I'm kind of curious to see his resume, because it sounds like he probably was on one of those shows. And there it is. He's on Once Upon a Time. So,
what?
There's your cheesy
mystery.
He's the sheriff.
Oh, God,
the
wait,
huntsman.
No.
Oh, totally is the sheriff. Oh, my God.
Though, in the picture, he kind of looks like, and this is going to date me a bit, he kind of looks like Knight Rider. I forget his name. Is it David Hasselhoff?
Yeah.
Knight Rider.
Yeah. His Wikipedia picture kind of makes him look like a bitter, less good-looking Chris Pratt.
It really depends. Like, if you Google him, it's like part of him looks like a clone of Henry Cavill.
Which part is that? Like his hand or?
No, his face.
Looks,
like if you go,
his head, like his face. He looks like Henry Cavill and Chris Pratt, like mixed together.
It really depends.
He looks like stereotypical white man. There, I said it. I'm white,
yeah,
so it's not racist.
He'd be
obvious.
Perfect for a video game.
He would. I could actually see him in a video.
Actually, yeah, that's true. This guy looks like every character from every Uncharted, Bioshock, Call of Duty.
He actually does look like the dude from Bioshock a little bit.
And I'm sure we're going to see him in the 50 Shades of Grey video game from Telltale.
Did they announce the, you know, the girl, the one everybody cares about?
He's dating Keira Knightley.
Did they announce the girl for 50 Shades of Grey yet?
It is Dakota
Johnson.
Okay.
And we both said that. I don't know if we know who she...
Oh, dude, Quicksilver's in this.
Which one?
No, I think it was rumored.
Avengers Quicksilver.
Oh, okay.
Kick-Ass.
Yeah,
that one.
Dakota Johnson is no one I know.
She's in...
I mean, I've seen those movies. I've seen every single one of these movies, and I don't remember her from them.
Every single one? That's pretty impressive, actually.
Okay, 21
totally
Jump Street, Social Network, Beastly, and Need for Speed. Okay,
she was in Ben and Kate.
I didn't help.
I don't know how that helps.
Yeah, none of that's helping.
She was the lead in Ben and Kate.
Again, I don't know how that's helping. You're making 21 it like Jump we should have seen.
She's like another cop in Jump Street. The one who's like...
Is this still part of the podcast?
Yeah. The Fifty Shades of Grey movie is part of fanfic because that is the origin of that entire series. It's that it was... What was it a fanfic for?
Twilight,
I believe.
I know this because at a friend's graduation party 2 years ago, this girl like flat out said I supported 50 Shades of Grey, and I like instantly backed away from her.
Kind of creepy.
The amount of Disney fan fiction that exists is kind of creepy, like Disney TV shows.
TV shows? Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say the amount of fanfic that exists for any. Okay. It's kind of stuff there. I don't think fanfic is bad. I think the idea of using your favorite character in like different settings or continuing their stories or crossovers is kind of novel and cool. I think the idea that you are so invested in these characters that you want to do something different or cool with them is nice. I think it becomes a problem when you kind of take it beyond just taking these popular characters and putting them in a new setting and make it more pornographic to go with, where you have,
Are you talking about like a specific fan fiction pairing or category?
Yeah, yours.
I'm talking about in general.
I thought you were talking about. A certain show that I can think of.
Y'all know there's a show called Horatio Hornblower.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Because judging by that game, by that name, I can imagine what these fan fictions are.
All right, I gotta look this up. Will you say Horatio Hornblower?
Yes.
All
right. It's got Lancelot from that movie King Arthur in it, the one with Clive Owen.
Oh, the one? Okay.
Yeah.
That one movie, King Arthur.
All right.
Well, I mean, King Arthur's kind of like, I don't know, I figured it would be something.
Oh, well, that's dumb.
You're dumb.
No, not you. The Horatio fanfiction. There's actually stuff that's like T-rated, so I'm gonna pump this up. Yep, it's dudes. Alright, there it is.
Yep, it's dudes.
I was about to say, that sounds like my experience with both fanfics and Tumblr.
It's dudes.
Yep, it's dudes. Yeah.
Man, Tumblr is like a gold mine for dudes.
Well, not for
dudes.
That's
what she said.
No, I mean, like, it's a gold mine to see dudes.
Yes, it is. Even if you don't want
the men's locker room.
K.O. But,
girls may fit bodies there.
But yes, I actually enjoy the idea of fanfics, like I said. Like, guidings or stuff like that, or alternate viewpoints, or, like, expanding story. You know, I mean, basically, the Star Wars Expanded Universe is a bunch of fanfics.
That's actually a very good point.
Granted, it no longer counts, but it was kind of, it was like George Lucas approved, but it wasn't like he was given the direction to write. They took pieces of the story that they found interesting or worlds they wanted to explore and expanded on that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think a lot of, I think sci-fi itself going to do that. Star Trek has a big fanfic following as well and stuff like that. And the other thing would be, and this actually, I mean, not as fanficky. It is done by professionals, but also people who kind of continue franchises that end abruptly. We've seen that with a couple of movies that have teased sequels that have gone on in either comic books or written form. There's a
talking about Firefly now.
Well, because I was thinking sci-fi. And I know Firefly has a huge following because it was so canceled so early.
Yeah.
And people want to see those characters. I was also thinking about a pet project that somebody always mentions. Is that somebody's working on a Super Mario Brothers, the movie 2?
That exists?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why did you say yeah, so like...
Because we didn't have enough of the first one, obviously. OBV.
But the first one ended on a cliffhanger, and people want to know how it ends.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, it ended on a cliffhanger in the post-credit sequence.
There's a post-credit sequence? Somebody made it to the credits of that movie?
Honestly speaking, in this... I saw this movie back in the 90s, and I didn't know it had a post-credit sequence until last year, where somebody says...
You're one of three people that knows that, then.
So I actually had to find it on YouTube, because I wasn't going to go through the whole movie again. But yeah, so I already mentioned that there's a post-credit sequence. And there is. There's totally a post-credit sequence to the Super Mario Brothers movie, if you ever want to check that out.
No.
But, yeah, fanfic's good. It's when you get into...
There's also Super Mario Brothers, the movie fanfiction.
Rule 34 applies to, like, everything here. There's fanfiction of it. There's obviously porn of it.
There's porn. There's porn, then there's fanfiction.
I was going to say that there's all... Cause, I mean,
I think those are two mutually exclusive words anymore.
Fanfiction with a pornographic sand or shipping is... I think people call it sash fics because it's like this character sash that character. And a lot of messed up pairings.
Does anybody here, by the way, follow fanfiction text on Twitter? No. Everybody here should be.
Wait, no, I don't. Why?
No, none of you guys do?
No.
It's basically just like a best of. They just take like little tiny snippets of either stories or comments on stories. And, let me see if I can find it real quick.
Yeah, I found it. This is their pinned tweet. Obama chuckled. You mean the Chaos Emeralds?
Yeah, it's a lot of Sonic fanfiction, and oh my god, they're all amazing.
Okay, I didn't want to touch on that yet, but Sonic is the giant elephant in the room.
So much Sonic fanfiction?
Because people are into furries, and I think he's like the biggest furry... Oh,
yeah, he's like furry gateway drug, honestly. I'm just going to throw it out there. He totally is.
Just imagining like a guy like an overcoat, like he opens up, he's like, "What's up, Sonic? It's free."
Sonic sounds like a very, very reasonable drug name too.
Want to go really fast? You're too slow. Just imagine him, like furiously scratching.
You look like you could use the blue blur.
Oh, man.
I want to say that's pretty much the pitch for DeviantArt at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Stay away from
so accurate.
If you want to avoid this stuff, avoid DeviantArt, avoid Tumblr, avoid most places.
I would say Tumblr's not that bad as long as you stay away from like Supernatural and Teen Wolf. You're good.
Is there an adult filter on this website that I'm supposed to turn off? All these are rated T.
Also, X-Men.
I was gonna say any universe. And Justin knows this for better or worse, because I sent him some because it kept on coming across my dash when the movie Rise of the Guardians came out. People were shipping Jackrabbit and Jack.
Stop it.
And they would post pictures of them just going at it.
No. No, please don't.
All I heard was rabbit and going at it, and I'm like, yes, that is accurate.
Yeah, it was Jack Frost. I don't know how those two ended up getting paid. And I forgot.
So,
why did I start sending them to you?
Because you're a dick. This happened a few days ago. I was looking up, because, like, one of the characters in How to Train Your Dragon 2 is gay, and I accidentally, like, typed this.
Where'd you get that idea?
Something, like, it was, like, in an article or something, and I tried
not actually in the movie itself? Because
it was something, like the director said.
I hate that.
And,
that's a personal pet peeve of mine, is when people after the word say, oh, by the way, that character was gay, when there's no, evidence of it in the movie itself. Like, either put it in the movie itself, or
As far as I know, there's no evidence. I haven't seen it, but anyway. So
I saw it and didn't see anything.
So I typed in, like, How to Train Your Dragon 2 gay in the Tumblr search engine, and immediately...
That was a mistake. I just want to let you know.
Oh, now I have to do it.
Immediately, first thing I got was, like, Hiccup and Jack Frost, like, having... either Jack Frost, like, Meredith from Brave, just, like, having complete sex.
Why did you type that into Tumblr?
I just want to let every viewer on this week know that is only touching the surface of fan fiction and terrible pairings.
So I went to cross-check you, and I don't see this picture anyway.
I don't know why I did that. I just was not thinking at the time.
No, I will be perfectly honest with you. I usually, if I want to search anything on Tumblr, I just go to Google first because it has a filter. I earned my essay when I tried to search Tumblr for Pokemon art. Which sounds extremely nerdy, which it is. But, yes, Pokemon's another one. And it's just not usually Pokemon and Pokemon. It's usually Pokemon and a Pokemon trainer.
Yeah.
You said Tumblr?
Yeah.
Alright.
No,
actually, it's pretty normal right now. It's just, like, stuffed animals and...
You'll eventually get there.
...realistic drawings.
I think it was Sam.
Are you sure it was Tumblr?
No, yes, you'll definitely at least get there. You can search any given Pokemon and you'll eventually get there.
Or search for Peach.
Someone name me a Pokemon.
Sylveon. Sylveon or Gardevoir.
My god. I found it. God damn it.
I don't know why you looked. You actually went searching for it to confirm what we already told you.
I thought you were lying.
No. Can I take this conversation in a different direction briefly?
Yes.
With some Pokeporn, if I may.
Oh God, Jesus Christ!
Okay. I wanna.
That might be the first time that sentence has ever been spoken out loud.
Well, in that
I can't
context,
guarantee it. But
anyhow, what are you saying?
I know this is not going to be very well received right now based on the prior topics we talked about this podcast, but when I was much younger, 14 or so, I used to write Pokemon fan fiction, but it was not anything of this sort. It was I can link it to you guys afterwards if you want, but it was it was my own unique characters in the Pokemon universe. And that was fun because I just liked, as a kid, one of my favorite things was to like take worlds that were given, like Pokemon or Zelda or something, and just expand upon them and be like, oh, I want to write my own story based on this, which is why I love like in-game editors, level editors, because I can take whatever's already existing there and I can just like expand upon it as much as I want. So, yeah, I used to do that for a little bit.
Yeah, I was, like I said, I don't mind the idea of fanfics. I did it for a brief period, One, I think it helps your writing. It helps you, especially if you want to get into writing and you're early on, it helps you because you have a defined character and universe, and it helps you in writing tone and style, and, you know, not necessarily being as descriptive as you need to be because people already have an idea of what it looks like. And
yeah,
I also
with Pokemon, that was a big thing, because it's like, everyone already knows the Pokemon. I don't need to take my time explaining them as well, or I can, like, stumble around here or there, and people will still get the point of it, even with, like, attacks or something. Say the attack name, and everyone knows the attack. It's like, you can kind of find your way pretty easily.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I think storytelling is just something we as people do naturally, so it's just writing it down. Like, I mean, I'm sure even without writing fanfics, I mean, one of the big things about Skyrim was always people kind of sharing their stories on what they did and how they did it in the game. And, yeah. I mean, in that way, it's a part of fanfic. Even if you're relaying the story, you tend to juice up the details so it sounds more exciting and more colorful to the people than it was like, oh, I press X and I shot an arrow and the arrow flew and it hit somebody in the knee. That doesn't sound as exciting, but you do dress it up. And it's the same thing when you actually tell friends stories. Like, you tend to drop the boring parts, so you kind of gloss over them. You make the exciting parts the key of the story and you build it up showy. Like, you know. What is the old saying? No good story ever started with "I ate a salad." So yeah, it's a part. Again, so I have no beef with fanfic in that regard. I think again where it crosses the line, there's two places where it crosses the line. We already talked about the first one with the pornographic nature. The other one, I think, and this is more. This isn't as big of a deal, but it does happen. It's kind of when people start to create their own universe within this universe. In fact, it needs to be part of the actual universe.
I was going to say that actually was a big thing. So I used to be a member of Serebii Forums, Serebii being the biggest Pokemon site out there. And I used to write Pokemon fanfiction there, and, you know, that was kind of an okay-ish deal. There was this one writer who I followed for a while. And his stories were actually really cool. He had some interesting topics he brought up and stuff, and he, like, explored some pretty cool avenues. But then I kind of lost interest when he started to introduce his own characters, and, like, he would make fan-created evolutions or attacks or stuff like that. And it's like, well, now you're just not dealing with actual Pokemon. You're dealing with fake Pokemon that you've come up with. They could be as overpowered or underpowered as you want, and it's like, I don't like this anymore.
Yeah,
and that really turned me off, and it's like, all right, why do you need to make it like that? Why can't you just take the established story and do your own thing with it?
Or, like, when people say, you know, X company should put this character in this because he's an awesome character in the books, or, you know, they need more female representation so they could bring this character in. You know, like, Sonic fanfic writers are big on that. They always want to have their, and usually it's just like a gender or color swap Sonic. It's never anything mega creative. And I assume it's the same reason that LucasArts and Disney did away with the Star Wars Expanded Universe, is they don't want to be seen as ripping off anything, because it does become a legal gray area.
Yeah, that's true.
So you just kind of dismiss it all and start your own thing. And you still have those who want to enjoy it, but you can't say this, you know, you can't say this is part of the universe because I said so. It has to come from the official company. So yeah, that's where I think, again, it crosses the line. And the other one, and this is not as much, but I do think 50 Shades of Grey kind of hit this point, which is why it changed. It's when you want money for it as well.
Yeah.
I do think it's weird to ask for money for using somebody else's creative work without their permission, and then, you know, ask it for money. People do sell fanfics, and people do buy them, so there's that.
Yeah. All of this very, very true.
It is what it is. So, I mean, anything else you folks want to say on fanfics before we get to, I guess, the main event of this evening?
I can think... I'll let other people spearhead this one, yeah.
As someone who still reads fanfiction to this day, there are two things that I do not like.
Sonic and fanfic.
Well, no, it's like... Well, no, the first one is, like, when something starts off, like... This is like more of a general thing that can also apply to, really any form of media, but it's like... When it starts off really good, like a really interesting hook, and then it just, like, dovetails into complete stupid and madness.
Yeah. Which is basically most fan fictions, because most of them are written by younger people.
That's true. That's very true. And the second one is, when... Oh, my God. I'm not entirely sure why this bothers me. When, like, in the description, it's like, I suck at summaries. For some reason, that just completely gets on my tits.
Wait, when what happens?
When in the description, like, I'm not good at summaries, or I suck at summaries, or something to that effect. For some reason, that mm-hmm. just completely bothers me.
Got it. Yeah, I can see both of those. To your first point, I actually... want to reiterate that I do think that a lot of fanfictions suffer from that. They have, like, an interesting starting point, or maybe, like, you kind of get engrossed in the characters. They have some pretty good character writing skills or something like that, or they're really good at, like, showing you something that you might like and enjoy more of. And then they kind of have their own idea for, oh, this would be so cool if, like, this series did this. I'm going to write about that. And then it becomes, like...
It'd be so cool if they added lightsabers to B-movie.
Yeah, like, yeah. Basically that. And it's like, all right, oh, God, this is very
B-movie.
Interesting.
Dude. Yeah. I pulled it up. There's a whole page of B-movie fan fiction. I'm just ready and waiting.
Well, I know one in particular that's going to, like, blow yours out the water, dude.
Oh, okay, go for it.
Do you want to start this, like, right now?
Yeah.
Sure, go for it.
Let's do it.
All right. This one is called... This B-movie fan fiction is called She Wants the Bee. You want me, like, read it or summarize
it? We're off to a great start.
Maybe read us a paragraph.
Yeah.
All right.
Find, like, a paragraph or two.
All right.
And
but, Barry, what if you, don't make it out alive? She was having second thoughts. As much as she wanted this, she didn't want to risk losing her B partner. Vanessa, I love you, and that is why I am willing to do this. He positioned himself around her crotch, waiting for her thighs to grant him access. Nessa reluctantly spread her legs wide, leaning back on her arms, which supported her weight.
Is that
it? No, keep going.
I was about to say. Can't stop there. Come on.
All right, so yeah.
Can't leave us hanging like that.
He got into her, blah, blah. There. Vanessa released a loud moan. He found it. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, never mind. I want to go
back.
All right. Well, I can't do that. Oh, wait, no, there's this part at the end where she yells, Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
No.
I'm going to link it to you guys.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, I'm curious, what was the setup for this fanfic before
so basically, like, they were going to like have sex because she wanted to do the fuck because she wanted to like do the fucking. As it states in the thing. And then he like found out that like she was pregnant, like coming along to being pregnant. And so you know like how bees like when they sting someone they basically die.
Yep.
Yeah. So basically. That's what he just like killed her fetus and himself.
What? You probably should skip right to that part of the.
Yeah, I have not. I'll be honest. I have not been focusing entirely on this, and I'm just entirely what.
Do you want me to read the part to you?
Sure. I'm good. Good.
All right, let's
go
do this.
For it.
All right. At that moment, Barry the Bee had lost all he lived for. How could he trust her again? He can't just pretend this never happened.
Get a little teared up.
Jesus.
We didn't say it all right away.
That dirty whore punishment. Barry knew what he had to do. He removed the suit, his body became covered in his lover's fluids. He moved closer to the fetus, glaring. He whipped out his beak dock and rubbed it against... Oh, Jesus.
I'm gonna say, can we not do this?
I can't.
This is
this.
Just making me personally uncomfortable.
Sorry. You have to go with that when it comes to the fanfic. There's a lot of uncomfortableness. It's just
there is a
the
limit.
Okay. I if you find that image, if somebody writes, okay, my fanfic went too far, let me know, and then I found the image.
I think currently right now I win.
Oh, you know anyone who wins?
That's because we haven't been talking about Hogwarts versus the giant squid.
All right, I'm game.
I'm not gonna go into it nearly as much detail as Justin even did. It's not actually Hogwarts versus the giant squid. And I thought that this was a relatively infamous fan fiction because of how, oh my god, what the heck is this, it is. But I guess not, because nobody else other than me in this call knew what it was. Basically, it's a slash fiction of Hogwarts, like, you know, the building Hogwarts, and the giant squid doing it. And yeah, and that's what it is.
Who's on top?
I want to say the squid. Really not sure on that one.
You're gonna have to read excerpts for it. For
us. A little bit.
I guess so. I'll just open it up for you because it's like, oh my god, this is only I think part one that I found anyway. It's been like a while since I even had to mention this in a conversation.
Wait, there's more than
or
one
since
part?
This was relevant, I should say. But let's see. Disclaimer, by the way, the characters within this story solely belong to J.K. Rowling and Warner Brothers. I don't know where I don't know who Giant Squid belongs to, but
the world.
The Harry Potter scene.
So it starts Hogwarts side, and it echoed within its empty halls. Let's just start right there. I mean, honestly, Hogwarts side. Is the first thing that happened.
I've butchered about it all for a school, but
don't.
It's okay. So Hogwarts sighed and it echoed within its empty halls. The students had all left for the summer, and he felt empty and useless. Now we're giving a gender to Hogwarts, obviously, because he's a boy. Hagrid was often around, but he was usually too focused on bizarre animals to fulfill the needs of Hogwarts. Professors would pop in occasionally. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I didn't even realize that was a thing. But yeah, he talks about, like, Hogwarts didn't need much upkeeping. The little he did need was taken care of by Filch. He shuddered, causing small trembles throughout his halls that were barely discernible, except by the spiders and owls. He didn't much care for Filch, wishing he could walk without his squib feet touching his magnificent stone floors. He had long since stopped trying to force his floors open to swallow Filch and Miss Nora's whole. Besides, if he kept it up, he would be risking a prolapse staircase, and that was no laughing matter. I don't want to continue, but the next sentence is where the giant squid joins in.
Yeah.
The giant...
It's precise.
The giant... I know. The giant squid saw how miserable Hogwarts was. It was true that he also missed the students, but for... Wait, I'm sorry. What? The giant squid missed the students. Because the giant squid was canonically just there the entire time.
So, I have a question. So, we've all read Harry Potter, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, apparently not.
Remember, like... Does anyone remember anything about a giant squid?
I think no. He asked that at the start. There is no giant squid. There's a lot of exotic animals, but there aren't a ton of squids.
I don't remember. Like, if it was like the Whomping Willow or something, I can understand, but a giant squid? I don't remember that.
To be fair, you are talking about a school that has emotional and physical needs, so yes. I don't know if this is necessarily all canon, but continue.
Okay.
As I gotta admit, the personification in this is it's like spot on. If nothing else, they can take that away from the story. But yeah, I'm not even really gonna continue it. Basically, you can understand where the giant squid comes in, and penetration is the tentacles through the windows. That's all I'm gonna really say about that topic. Yeah, it's bizarre, and I just don't know.
Okay, here's an excerpt from something from Silence of the Lambs fan fiction. Ready?
What?
Hannibal, do you burn Clarice? Clarice, ow. Hannibal, do you love me? Clarice, ow. Hannibal, do you burn Clarice? Ow. Hannibal, do you see me? Ow. Can you feel me? Ow. 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 Ow, 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 ow. Our plucky songwriter has even indicated where the guitar solos go, although you'll need to provide them yourself, as he hasn't gone so far enough just to give us actual sheet music.
Another what? Awesome case of what did I just read? Or in this case, hear?
What the hell?
Oh, I'm sorry. It started off with, there's a heavy metal tune, very bleak but very sexy, lots of guitars, drums, and a few keyboards. Think typo negative with a smidge of Marilyn Manson. There we go.
Oh, I like how they are so keen on setting the mood, you know, you know that it's an empty hall or what type of music is playing. Like, I don't care.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay, I guess that would mean I'm technically up. this is called Hodor and Groot, A Fireside Encounter.
Oh, this actually sounds good. I like it.
The premise sounds interesting because of, if you know both characters, they always say, they basically have one phrase they say, and it's different in
I have a question.
Yes.
What's the rating on this fanfiction?
This one does not have a rating, I don't think. It is from Tumblr, if that helps you any.
Oh, God. Nope, alright.
I will. Okay, just to kind of set up the scene. Scene begins. Hodor is living on his own since Prince Bran got married. What?
Alright, I unplugged my earphones because I'm afraid there's going to be spoilers in this
thing. This is a fanfic. There's no spoilers here.
What?
There's no spoilers for the book or the show on this.
And how do you know that?
Well, I don't know that, but exactly. It's not. Well, I know where the characters are and I know that it's whatever. Okay, so he's living on his own in the woods, and...
Take your headphones out, telephone.
Okay. and he sat down for dinner, and now he's getting ready for an evening. Hodor removed his large black boots, the ones gifted to him by the remaining members of the Stark family at the beginning of the long winter. Finally, Hodor removed his brown pants, large, and with the same texture as a burlap sack. Hodor was nude now, his long members swaying as Hodor spun in front of the warm fire, as one does with a fireplace. There's another rustle in the room. Hodor! Hodor! Hodor exclaimed. This time, sure he had heard something. He stomped around his small cabin, peering through the windows in his attempt to find the source. Outside, the night was clear and dark. The moon shone brightly through the window. Hodor returned to his pant. It definitely seemed even larger this time. Hodor scratched his head, then scratched his large, thick penis. What? Who writes something like that? As he began to turn, he saw the stick grow in at least an inch. It was getting thicker, too. furious, Hodor swung his penis in front of the stick again.
So, I just now put my headphones back on, and that's fantastic. I jumped into the perfect spot.
It did not grow this time. Hodor said to the stick inquisitively. There was no response. Hodor shrugged as he turned back to his bath. I don't know when he, okay, whatever. Stooping to pick up his boots, Hodor's thick backside spread ever so slightly, exposing his furry pink bong to the stick. There was a crash. The stick exploded into a full 10-foot-tall tree. Hodor! Hodor exclaimed, "Heaven back!" The tree was less of a tree than a normal tree. It had 2 large branches, very much like arms. Instead of a bush at the top, the tree had a sort of upside-down stump for a head. Instead of 1 long trunk, it had 2 long trunks, ending at what Hodor thought looks remarkably like waist height. Wow. Okay. Then Hodor saw the face. There were 2 eyes, small and sort of black and red mixture. Instead of a normal nose, there were 2 holes. They reminded Hodor of a frog's nose. The tree's mouth was wide and fat, stretching from one end to the other, fat and large. Hodor demanded. "I am Groot," Groot responded. Hodor! Hodor exclaimed in surprise and confusion. Suddenly, Hodor realized how naked he was. He grabbed a near towel and covered himself from waist down. I am Groot, Groot said softly. Crossing the room.
That's all he says, right?
Yes, I am Groot, and he says Hodor. That's one arm on Hodor's shoulder. Groot's other hand went down to the towel on Hodor's hip, I should say. I am Groot, Groot said as he pulled the towel away. Hodor said, flushing. Taking Hodor into his arms, Groot lifted Hodor and placed him gently into the warm bath. Hodor looked apprehensively at Groot. I am Groot, Groot said, and Hodor felt good about that. Hodor relaxed, comforted by the tone in Groot's voice. You can probably tell where this is going after that, I don't need to read any more, but...
Thank you.
I love how they use phrases that people don't use ever in writing. Like, he scratched his own thick penis.
I hope nobody's ever used that in writing.
Oh, God. My thick penis. It's so itchy.
Yeah, it's one of those. But somebody suggested this to me, and I figured, oh, Hodor and Groot, it would be interesting because how much of a story can you get out of 2 characters who say nothing much? And they went in a completely different direction than I would have picked. I don't even know. What do you call making up to a tree? There was a term for that, right? Dendrophiliac?
Forced reality.
No, there's an actual term for it.
I cannot believe I'm going to...
Are you really surprised?
The giving tree.
Did you just come up with that? Can we stop the podcast, please? Can we just end there? That joke is too good. We'll never top that.
My chest hurts.
That sounds like something that would be said in a fanfic.
Okay, I'm gonna Google this. Sex with plants. Ecosexual. It's called ecosexuals.
Yes. Those.
Yeah. I feel sorry if anybody uses just a computer.
Oh wait, no. It's by the way, sorry, NSA. It's according to the Urban Dictionary, it's called a dendrophiliac.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yes. That sounds
and
boring.
There's a YouTube picture, and apparently there's a YouTube of a girl having sex with the tree. Oh, wait, no, it's not. It's a lie.
Well, we can just, you know, not.
I just said it's a lie. Edit that part out.
Well, no, we're not going to edit that part out. The part about you actually Googling sex with trees.
No. whose turn is it now?
We went 4 turns too many tonight.
Hold
on, yeah.
I feel like we should end with one more.
Oh, well, can I read this first?
No. Actually,
yeah. Here's like 3 excerpts from some Jurassic Park fan fiction. Cautiously at first, lest he somehow alarm her or turn her off, Joffrey began to lightly rub the area around her velocogina.
Okay, what's happening?
Dinosaurs.
I'm good.
Yep, that's it. That's all we needed. That worked.
No, you have to finish the paragraph with ease.
Nuzzling the rough pebble-like folds of skins.
Yeah, I'm good.
do me a favor. Don't sigh and start like that ever again.
It really just puts you there, though. It puts you in his shoes.
I don't want to be in his shoes.
I don't think they're wearing shoes in that scene.
I don't think there was much of any clothing in that scene.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them was a velociraptor, so in fairness, there wasn't much clothing to begin with.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Now this is all going to be in my Google history for forever.
Yeah, I'm deleting my history as soon as
it's... No, you make it more suspicious that way. What were you going to read, Justin?
Oh, yeah. So this one is called... This one is a Silent Hill fan fiction called Breaking Boundaries. If you follow Elizabeth Simmons on Twitter, you may have seen her live tweet this a couple weeks ago. It is a pairing of Pyramid Head and everyone's favorite internet sensation, PewDiePie.
Oh, jeez.
All right, let's see.
I'm a man.
Here's an excerpt. PewDie always found Pyramid Head's tongue really hot. Like, really hot. Yeah, this was definitely the night. PewDie migrated to Pyramid Head's lap and started kissing... All right, now. I can't do it. Alright, now, here, I'm just gonna... Pyramid Head froze when he felt PewDie's soft lips kissing him hard and finally gave in. Pyramid Head wrapped his hand around PewDie's waist and cupped the back of his neck. PewDie leaned into the kiss, moaning when he felt Pyramid Head's tongue...
What part of Pyramid Head do you... get to the real topic here. Just like, so much wrong already. Where does his tongue come from? Does he have a tongue? What part do you kiss? From, why do you find that attractive? What is wrong with you? Why are you still a human being? Why do you exist? Etc. It just keeps going from there.
It comes from the right angle.
You can get out right now. How about that? Right angles.
Go on.
When Pyramid Head wrapped a hand around PewDie's length, he heard the boy give a sigh from the intensity of the feeling. Pyramid Head chuckled and leaned in to speak to the whimpering boy. Such a poor, wanton creature you are. PewDie was far beyond being able to answer that statement and instead glanced at Pyramid Head with pleading eyes to just make the monster claim him as his. Pyramid Head gripped PewDie's hips harder and growled in the boy's ear. You are mine, understand? No matter what happens, you'll always be mine. No monster or man will ever be able to change that fact as long as I am breathing. PewDie finally came with the howl, his members spurting out cum and entire body convulsing. Pyramid Head... Pyramid Head followed with a roar so loud that residents below the apartment complex looked up with alarm.
Wait, there apartment complex?
Shut up.
Pyramid Head just walked up and knocked on the door like, hi, I brought you flowers.
Yeah, because I read the backstory to this. There were twin cries of each other's names. I'm not going to do the thing. Pyramid Head, Felix, PewDie let his eyes fall closed, and Pyramid Head dragged PewDie underneath his bed covers. The two fell asleep, completely at peace and intertwined within each other's arms.
That went on for far too long.
But I did to my voice beautifully written. I will say, I think it's a lot creepier to have fan fictions with actual people in it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
This is why I do not go to Tumblr and look up the Rooster Teeth fandom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally a bad idea.
Don't look up Gavin Free or Michael Jones. You'll see a lot of, yeah.
That's how you know you made it in life, I guess. And there's,
yeah,
there's
right.
Gay fan fiction about you.
Is that all it takes?
I have a lot to work with. You guys want to make gay fan fiction?
I'm leaving now. Thank you.
So next week's podcast will be reading our user-submitted fan fiction for the people in the podcast, I think. I think that has to be what we do next week now.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. We'll read, even if I got,
I think next
even
week we'll read, like, the court orders from the NSA. Like, so apparently this is what you were looking at.
So the NSA stroked his long pen.
Oh, gosh. Right. Yeah. So this turned out about as bad as I expected it to. Bad things are awful.
Wonderful.
I'm deleting my history so fucking much.
This is a PSA. Don't write fan fiction that involves sex.
No, just hard dot, really.
Yeah, hard dot there, but addendum that involves sex. If you're doing that, you're doing something wrong, and you don't have a life, the end. I don't like you also.
I would just clarify that if they wrote fanfics that involve sex, it wouldn't be so bad. Again, the problem is, like, this is porn writing. This is, like, the guy rang the doorbell, and you came to the door in, like, your bikini top and said, oh, I don't have any change, do you want to come in? Or something cheesy like that. This isn't actually, like, romantic writing. This isn't
It's very true.
I was going to say, this is fantasy. This is what people want sex to be like. This is people who say, you know, who imagine that people drop their pants in front of you and decide to bone you. And this is why, I remember a friend telling me in high school, porn ruins your image of sex. Because you think sex is this nasty, raw thing that they do in porn. When for the most part, especially if you do it well, it's nothing like that. It can be fun at times, but yeah. And this is why...
I gotta say, I've looked up some, like, weird stuff on the internet, seen some, like, questionable gifs of porn stuff. I've never felt more ashamed of myself than reading these fanfictions.
Hey, here's a relevant article. A fanfiction of, a fanfic of a woman getting a train run on her by One Direction just sold for $100,000.
What?
Mm-hmm. Aren't they all minors?
Can you read that again?
25-year-old One Direction fan Anna Todd just landed a six-figure advance when Gallery Books
and Simon & Schuster
bought the rights to her One Direction fan fiction. Excuse me, her erotic One Direction fan fiction.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can't wait until it turns into a movie.
It really started when I was on Instagram one day and I saw these little mini-stories people were writing about Harry Styles, which was crazy to me that one of the girls I'd followed on Instagram had put her story on whatever... I wanted to give it a go myself. I didn't think anything would come of it. I just thought it was fun.
Okay, I won't touch that. I feel like that is a path of nothing good coming out of it, no matter how to tackle that subject.
We should have a sigh counter for this episode. Sometimes someone goes, like a sound effect.
But yeah, yes, that is an extremely creepy thing. It's really weird. And, again, like I said, I think fanfic with actual people is just the ultimate weirdness. Like, okay, not to say that fanfics with fictional characters and furries and animals and trees isn't weird, but I think it's this weird thing when you know the actual person exists, and at some point, you know, somebody's going to find it and read it to them or show them to read it, and it's just really creepy and sketchy. But I guess if you're famous, you're probably used to that by now.
Yeah, if you're famous, do you find this stuff endearing or creepy? I don't really know.
Probably ignore it.
Some people ignore it. I know that to go by to Rooster Teeth, two of their cast members for one of their shows actually read one of their fan fictions for a
Oh yeah, you know, some people say that there was who was I know they know the Avengers cast read some of it. Oh, it was X-Men: Days of Future Past. They had Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy read some of their fanfic during
interviews. Let me guess. Dicks.
Yeah, pretty much. I think McAvoy was questioning why he had to be the bottom in the relationship.
Well, I mean, of course he's going to be the bottom. He has no legs.
What?
McAvoy? He's talking about Professor X. It's a bad joke.
James McAvoy, not.
I heard McAvoy, and I'm like,
well, you mean like them as actual people, like as they are?
No, it was Professor X and. But yeah.
Oh, well, I was gonna say, if it's them as like as they are, then James McAvoy just looks like a bottom.
I found your cover quote. just quote that and then post the podcast. James McAvoy looks like a bottom at Justin, and then
I was about to say, we're gonna, if you do that, you're gonna get some hits you probably don't want to get, but sure, I'll go with it.
Do it.
Anything else on this before we put this whole seedy, shady
ass?
Yeah, I have one other thing to add. This
let's not put
happened.
It to bed. Let's put it in the furnace. Let's be clear. Putting it to bed sounds too,
Fanfic-y.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you saying, Dan?
No, I was just going to say what I don't even know how to preface this or whatever, but this just shouldn't have happened. Fanfiction just shouldn't have happened. Fanboys just shouldn't have happened.
Most things with the word fan in front of it, actually.
Yeah. Fans.
Except fans. Fans are really cool.
Stealing fans. Fuck those things.
That's a really terrible pun.
Yeah, the only fan that I would really go for right now is like a ceiling fan, because it's pretty hot in my room. That's all I have to say about fans.
Do you think there's Hold on. We gotta do this Google now. Ceiling fan fiction. It has to exist.
Please don't.
Take us out, Will.
Wouldn't it be ceiling fan fiction? Otherwise, it'd be just fan fiction about ceilings.
Ceiling fan is an avid O. All
right, so I want to say the opposite of fan. There is nothing wrong with writing fan fiction or doing fan art of things you like. With that said, some shit is really twisted.
How about...
Yeah, that's actually the more appropriate thing. There's nothing wrong with it. Especially if you keep it to yourself. Not that I'm saying necessarily everybody or even certain people should.
Just shouldn't be
but, like, yeah, I don't know. It's an okay process because there are some people who, if they had gone in life and been like, I'm a good writer, I like writing, this is my fan fiction, this is what I like writing, and then they just got shot down, it would have just crushed them. I feel like the fan fiction process helps that a little bit. You know, I don't know. I feel like the process is necessary, especially with the permanency of the internet and it being there forever. Looking back upon it when you're older is kind of something too. Like, I look upon the fan fiction that I wrote when I was 14 and I really enjoyed it, and it was not sexual or anything, and like, it was fun. I had fun writing it, and I look back on it and I'm kind of like, hey, yeah, you know, I like certain things about it, I dislike other things, whatever. I don't deny it, I'm not ashamed of it, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
even if it's slightly creepy, or full-on creepy, or normal, or whatever. Just write what makes you happy.
Yeah. Again, I don't discourage anybody from writing. Actually, I encourage everybody to write, even if it's not necessarily fanfic. Writing is a great way to express yourself, and unlike other forms, you can't really be bad at writing. Like, you can be bad at drawing, you can be bad at singing. You can be bad at playing instruments, you can be bad at playing, you know, sports or something like that. But you can't really be bad at writing.
Like, no, you know, definitely can. We proved that this episode.
Well, they weren't bad writers. They were very shady writers.
No.
They just have, like, a misconstrued conception of things, I think.
Yes, and I do think as a personal thought, I do think that's detrimental to this. I feel like when I was old guys, I do think it's detrimental to this upcoming generation. I think something like this and Tumblr, which kind of emphasizes antisocial behaviors and kind of this,
fanfictions, actually, you could just sum it up as Tumblr. Tumblr is going to assure that in 10 years we won't have any more presidential candidates left. Or in, like, 20 years.
Well, I mean, we'll have people. I mean, there are people smart enough. But I do think it desensitizes people to what is considered societal norms and what isn't. Because, I mean, you even have people who kind of ship or, you know, write their teachers or their classmates or their coworkers. And there are some boundaries that do, you know, like, if you do that in the workplace, it can kind of be construed as sexual harassment. And stuff like that. So
I don't think there's any kinda about it.
Well, I mean, it depends if they ever find it. But yeah, it is weird, especially if it's this pornographic and this visual as some of the stuff we read tonight. And I think we all kind of skimmed over the really terrible parts of all of our stories, which says a lot about what we did set up. Yes,
there's great stuff too.
I think that's the other thing, is like, we purposely picked some terrible... Okay, we all kind of picked them blind, but they all kind of ended up being sex stories. But there are actual fanfics with again, like I said, I think the perfect example of this is the Star Wars Expanded Universe. It's stories that, for the most part, the published ones, are books that are about the Star Wars universe, the characters, the worlds, you know, past, present, and stuff like that. I got a book series that do that. James Bond has, not necessarily fanfics, but, you know, I consider the James Bond canon to be stuff that Ian Fleming wrote, and not necessarily stuff that was written 50, 60 years after the guy died.
Yeah, I was going to say, essentially, you could see things as, like, Skyfall, because it's not an actual Ian Fleming novel. That is essentially fanfiction to some degree. I mean, it's like a fan-derived story taking off of the James Bond moniker, you know, stuff like that. Video games do it the same thing. If there's a game that, like, is based off a book or a movie and it expands the universe, like the Transformers games that expand upon the actual Transformers universe, not the movie one, because we don't talk about that. Those ones are, like, a similar thing. You know, it's nothing wrong with it. It can be done well. But, I mean, the difference there is you've got professional quality versus amateur quality, obviously.
Yeah, and I think that's always... But, you know, again, if you want to become something, you should write. And this is
one way
to write. And this is one way to develop characters and understand motives and stuff like that. Which I think is another takeaway. A lot of these stories didn't do that. A lot of these stories are just like, how do we set up these two characters to have sex? And not necessarily what drives them or what motivates them or, you know, a lonely school house or whatever it is. But
yeah,
before
it's like these are two writing as, like, other mediums have them too. Every kid who plays a Mario game enough and who loves it is like, I want to be a game designer because I know what's best for it. Because obviously Mario should have a blue hat that makes him turn into Jello. Like it's the same exact thing. Like everybody has their own idea.
That sounds like an awesome idea.
Okay, next Mario game, let's do it. But I mean, like, the point being just like everyone has their own idea of what makes this good or what they like about this, what is best about this, and fan fiction, to the degree that we kind of read, is like them taking those ideas and just to the extreme. And it's like, no, that's not what makes it good. What makes it good is all these other things.
Could you imagine if the people who wrote that kind of fan fiction had the ability to make video games?
Well, to be fair,
sort
I'm
of
sure.
Actual media?
I was about to say, to be fair, video games, it is a lot of fan fiction. A lot of power fantasy.
Yeah, well,
I guess.
Well, you know how people knock feminists on video games for, like, being like, oh, so you want, like, a queer Mario Eskimo who's, like, a paraplegic? You know how people always go to, like... I feel like if fanfiction people wrote video games, I'm 90% certain that stuff like that would happen. Not that it's a bad thing, but you would have something to that effect. Like, you would have, like, say, Master Chief and Cortana having, like, this cyber-sexual relationship.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there's fanfic for that.
You're kidding me. There's totally fanfic for that.
But
while the Arbiter, like, runs off and has a love affair with Johnson.
Breaking boundaries.
And again, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I do want to wrap this up. But using a more recent and real example, I would kind of say Geoff Johns does kind of fanficky stuff. He is a fan of, like, the Super Friend era, and this is why when he came back, he brought back Hal as Green Lantern, he brought back Barry as the Flash and stuff like that. He was bringing back elements he remembered from his childhood so he could play with them and use them in his universe. And in that way, that was kind of him. I mean, it was, you know, he did it in an official capacity, but it is kind of bringing back stuff from your childhood so that you can write them, and that was in some way that is professional fanfic. That is somebody who
I was actually gonna say, like, basically comic books are, at this point, like, anything after, like, I would say the first 5 years of when it came out is more or less like paid fanfiction at this point, especially like the more recent stuff with the New 52.
Well, I mean, that's what we were saying about, like, all the mediums. Like, everyone has their own, like, offshoot. Like, I mean, isn't The Witcher, aren't The Witcher games based on novels? Not directly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They, I mean,
and then
it depends on
project,
how
the next Star Wars movies are kind of fan fiction.
Yeah, I mean, it goes however deep you want it to go, I guess. But there's, you know, writing, basically, fan fiction in its most, like, primal form is just taking an idea and going off of it. I mean, like, anything that happened outside of the original Star Wars 3 movies and outside the, I guess, the 6 movies, really.
Yeah.
Is fan fiction. Anything that happens outside of, like, what the creator intends is fan fiction, you know?
Yeah. And
even
again, you know. Go on.
Go on.
Not this
I was going to say.
I was dang it.
Just keep doing it. Keep going. Keep going. Record.
Okay, I was going to say, even though we are just mocking some bad.
Well, now we're just mocking Justin.
You know what? That's fine. I'm just going to go to the Giving Tree. She knows how I feel.
He's going to give it to you, all right?
That is rude. It's going to be a heck of a threesome. Anyhow, we're going to wrap now.
Oh my god, I just remembered.
No, wrap, so, please.
You just remembered.
No, please turn it off.
I just remembered. You guys watch American Dad? Do you know that episode where, Steve and his friends find, the airplane crash, and there's, this lost
answer both of those questions. No, I don't watch American Dad, and no, I don't know that episode.
All right, well, it's an episode where, Steve and his friends find, this airplane crash, and, there's, this script, which is, Fast 6. Yeah, I think it's, Fast 6 or Fast 7, and it's basically just, 2 hours of, Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, making out. And, if it's 2 hours of, the movie just, being straight up gay.
I'm okay with this.
And it sells really well in France. More than anywhere else.
Anyhow.
Obviously.
Yes. We will be back next week if we stick to our schedule. I don't think I mentioned this. I don't know how many of you were fans. It should be dedicated to Boy Meets World, because I believe next week Friday is the premiere of Girl Meets World on the Disney Channel. Yes, that show.
Just like that.
So there will hopefully be no Topanga and Corey fanfic on next week's show.
No, there will be on the internet.
I'll bring you Feeny and Sean fanfic, bro.
Please,
if anything, it would be Feeny and Eric.
Oh, God, no.
Feeny! Feeny!
Okay. Please. That was it for Nerds on the Rocks episode this one. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm Sam. Have a good night. If we found out, it could mess up.